friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I do think they will win this Sunday. I think they'll beat the Miami Dolphins.
There you go. And then you know what's going to happen on Monday? Hope and optimism. It's coming. They're going to win on Sunday, and now all of a sudden they'll have two wins, and they'll be like, you know, maybe they're not out of it. Maybe they can figure this thing out. Maybe they found their groove. Maybe the offense kind of figured it out. Maybe having Flacco start for three games got us over 20 points.
Oh. And if they go 7-4 the rest of the way, they still probably don't make the playoffs, and they screw up their draft position. Just a thought.
So is that how you're supposed to think?
No, but let's be realistic, shall we? No, I mean, we could listen. I'm with you. We can sit here and go, "Yay, come on, team, win! Way to win a game."
That's not
great.
What it's about.
Or we can sit back and look at it and think, "All right, this is going nowhere, and it's going nowhere fast."
How do we get it to go faster?
What's
nowhere?
The best course of action? Zach Jackson.
So you're saying put the worst players out there?
Zach Jackson.
So they will lose?
No, I've got a thought for you.
All right.
Just stick with me.
It's Jeff, don't take this personal.
I'm not rooting for losses. I root for the team to win, always. But I just don't think this team is capable of winning. I certainly don't think this team is capable of digging itself out of a 1-5 hole.
I just think it's such a bad mental state to be in when you're thinking. It's just such a loser's mentality. Nothing personal. It's a loser's mentality to think that way. And I understand.
Well, what am I thinking? Well, I'm thinking that they're not good at 1-5, and they're not going to get any better, so maybe you should change some things for the future.
Why can't they get better and get ready for the future?
Because they're playing
And who's to say the number one overall pick is going to be any better than the number 13 overall pick?
Which is why, and you just said something, why don't they do some things to try and look for the future? That's what I'm talking about. And I think you can do that and probably go better than 1-5 in the next six games by changing some things.
All right, I'm all ears on what you're saying.
Zach Jackson was on the morning show. Zach writes for The Athletic. Zach has a big piece out there right now that's really good. And he's doing a lot of the same thinking I'm thinking. He says, exploring Browns' potential trade candidates from Jerome Ford to David Njoku. And he was on the morning show today. Here's what Zach had to say.
To me, guys, it's really not about the quotes or the numbers as bad as they are. Like, how has this looked? And it has looked so bad for this offense. It just looks so bad. The Browns have chosen this offensive line. It is the biggest problem. And when you look at the receiving core and you look at the quarterback play, to think that those things aren't the biggest problem, I mean, it just feels completely broken.
I think Zach's on the money. By the way, the pride of the Manchester Panthers, Zach Jackson.
It's exactly what I was thinking out of the gate. I was like, didn't he go to Manchester?
He did a game with,
Manchester
with Zach
where?
Way back in the day in Columbus. It was fun.
Where's that at?
Yeah. Where's Manchester?
I'm kidding. Just keep going. Yes.
So he's listed a bunch of guys that they could trade. And some of the ideas I don't like, because I don't like the idea of trading some of these guys. I'm not saying I don't like them because Zach's wrong. I'm saying I don't like them because he's probably right. And I think it's rough. But the guys, some of the names, I'll just Jerome Ford, Alex Wright, David Njoku, Teller, Posick, Conklin, Betonio. He has them trading. You know, you could trade every offensive lineman. Jerry Jeudy. Now, see, here's the thing. If you trade some of these guys, you're gonna be left with nothing. And that, Andy, is just going to be a flat-out tank. I don't see that happening. I also don't think this. I'm not going to trade Wyatt Teller for a sixth-round pick or a seventh-round pick. I think Wyatt's a good lineman. I know the line's had some issues. I think Wyatt's a good lineman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to trade 34-year-old Joel Betonio, who came back and wanted to play here.
Unless I will give you a pass.
Unless
on this.
He says,
if Joel says, Joel says, hey, look, this has been a great ride. I've really enjoyed my time here. I'd like one shot at the playoffs. Can you get me to a playoff team? I'd be okay with that.
He's had two shots at it here.
Yeah,
but, you know, it hasn't worked. But here's the thing, and this is where
Joe Thomas could say, right?
I wonder, can you do some things while trying to win and do what you want, look for results while finding some things out.
Okay.
No disrespect. We've all seen enough of Jerome Ford, haven't we? Jerome is Jerome has done a fine job here. He's not been a standout star, but he's just done good work.
Mm-hmm.
You can move him. Teams are always looking for running backs. He can go help somebody. You have Rocket Sanders, who you brought in, who you claimed off the Chargers.
Yeah.
Make him your third back.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's not going to hurt you much. And you find out if this guy can be something for you moving forward while not really hurting your team, because you're going to give Quinshon Judkins, if Kevin Stefanski doesn't have more brain farts, more than 12 carries a game.
I'm blind to this, and I did hear what you said.
Thanks.
I think Ford's playing a little bit.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
But tougher this year, and maybe it's to showcase himself for another team or to get a contract somewhere else.
I don't mind Jerome. I think Jerome's a good football player.
Yeah, I think Ford has looked better in the beginning of the season than he has in the past. I don't think, because you're not looking at him, you know, when Nick left, I think they were looking for him to be the feature back, and just, I don't know that that's who he is.
Well, remember, they asked him to take a pay cut, and they drafted two guys. He's not long-term here. So if somebody's going to give you something for him, go get it. But what I don't want to end up with, and I don't know how you can avoid it, because, you know, you're not trading great assets off of a 5-1 team. You're trading assets off a 1-5 team. But if you can get something for Jerome, if you accumulate six round picks, you accumulate 5 7th round picks, I don't know that that helps you. You know, they can say, "Oh, look at all the ammo we have to trade up in the draft." Okay, great. I would try to earmark young players on other teams that you might have liked coming out of the draft and get those guys in here and give those guys a look. I don't want to trade Wyatt Teller. I don't want to trade Ethan Posick. I don't want to trade Joel Bitonio. However, I do want to see if Luke Whipler can maybe be my center. And I want to see if Zach Zinter can play guard for me.
I just want to see Zach Zinter play.
Well, Andy, there are only so many guys that you can play on the offensive line during a game. That's maybe why you need to open up a spot for him and see if he can play.
I've got two rookie quarterbacks. I'm very, very hesitant on moving Bitonio, Posick, or Teller.
Exactly. You don't want to get your quarterback killed. This is the fine line that they're dealing with here.
But if you don't think you're bringing back one of your rookie quarterbacks, go ahead, let him get killed.
Well,
I mean, what are you going to be, the Bengals offensive line?
The offensive line stinks. Zach says Jerry Jeudy. Why would you trade a wide receiver on a group of wide receivers who aren't good?
Because you don't really throw to your best receivers are your tight ends.
Well, I would trade David Njoku, wouldn't you? David's in the last year of a deal. He's pushing 30. I think he's a good wide receiver. I don't think he's a great one. And they seem to really like Harold Fannin. So if you can get something. But see, that's the thing. I don't want to trade these guys for 6th or 7th round picks or a pick swap, and I've moved up 30 spots. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I still think they need two tight ends, though.
Well, good.
You Blake Whiteheart?
Yes. Or here's the other thing. Go take a look at some young guys who might be out there. And I know if they're not on a team right now, they're probably not very good. Guess what? Neither are you. You're 1-5. That's where I'm talking about. Try and find some information while trying to win. You've been playing all these guys, and you're not winning anyway. You're 1-5. So if you can move some of these guys, and I'm sure Andrew Berry will. He's made 3 trades. He's going to make more. I think you might be able to thread the needle a little bit. And, Andy, if you get some results while finding guys who can play for you down the road, all the better. All the better. No?
Yeah. The defense is good. Like, I'm not in a... I know you want to kind of break some of the stuff apart. I like our defense.
Yeah,
from top
you notice
to bottom.
I haven't talked about trading anybody on D.
You know, but you tell me Denzel's not probably a candidate in there. There are guys on this.
Oh, teams would call about guys on the defense all over the place.
Yeah, I'm not.
Except that's a unit that's actually functioning pretty well.
I don't know. I feel like I'm just whining this morning, but
we're used to it. Chuck's in Shaker. Chuck.
Jeff, why are you talking like this? Come on, Chuck.
I'm trying to find some guys that can help this team actually win football games.
Okay, but Jeff, it's no sense in cleaning the house out or, you know, losing games just to get the number one or number two pick, because look at Cam Ward. I mean, he's not even starting now. He was the number one pick, and look all the trouble he's having.
Yeah, he's not doing well.
Doesn't mean a college guy's going to translate into the NFL and be real good. It may take him 2 or 3 years before he come out, you know, just like Caleb from Chicago.
Chuck, I'll agree with you on that, but here's my thought. If some of these guys aren't coming back next year anyway, if they're not coming back anyway next year, then don't you have maybe some obligation to try and get something for some of these guys and get a little bit better?
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
If it's going to be through the draft, you're just rebuilding. You know, try free agency or something like that.
I agree with that, Chuck. And
trying
maybe
to get a little bit better has not worked for this team, and we've got a quarterback that doesn't see the field, and that was because they tried to get a little bit better than Baker Mayfield. Sorry.
10:34, Andy's first Baker Mayfield reference.
Well, the guy's
show.
An MVP Dan, candidate. He's not
can,
here.
Dan, so you can write that down.
You can
write that down.
Take it to the bank.
What do you think, folks? You want results or you want information? Or do you want to try and thread the needle and get both? I'm threading the needle. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.